Forging a lifelong friendship sometimes takes work. Sometimes they happen naturally, but they're always worthwhile. Today, these BFFs share some interesting tales of yesterday, growing up in South Texas.
I'm Martha Ruth Gerhardt Spear.
My name is Phyllis Jean Coffey Allen, and I'm privileged to be here with my lifetime friend Martha today.
I have some stories that are unique about fighting chickens. And back in the day of the 30s and the 40s, people were engaged in South Texas in these chicken fights. And my uncle, who lived in Cotulla, had some fighting chickens growing up on the rise way behind his house, where no one could see because it was really illegal. And as a very young girl, I would spend summers with them, and one of the ranch hands would take the feed up to feed those fighting chickens every day. And I also went to a real South Texas chicken fight. And my aunt and uncle took me one time. It was at a large ranch, and they were running cattle in and out of that ranch all the time. They had a large tent set up. In the tent, they had portable seats, and just like you see in gymnasiums now. And I remember walking into it and sitting down for a little while and seeing the chickens in the center of the ring and center of all of these bleacher seats, and it was kind of boring to me, so I left. And right next to it was the ramp, a cattle ramp, and I crawled up those boards and sat up there and watched them run the cattle through the ramp into the cattle cars for them to haul off to market.
Well, tell me more about these chickens, this fighting chickens. Well, did they, was this a gathering of people? Did they wager bets on them or something?
Absolutely.
Well, you said
I'm
it was
sure.
illegal, so I assumed it was something to do with betting on them or like...
Well, that too. Plus, it was just illegal to have chickens fighting each other. But people who had fighting chickens loved them, and they were highly prized, and they cost a lot of money.
I've heard of cockfights. Now,
okay,
would that be
that's
similar?
Cockfights. The hens didn't fight.
Right, right. It so they're cockfights.
Yes. And those roosters, those cocks, were beautiful. Really beautiful.
Did they fight to the death?
I think, if they wanted them to, I guess they would.
Yeah, because, if they were fighting, they could be bloody and injured and what have you, I would think.
Yes, it was sort of like that.
I've never seen that, but I've heard of it. I've heard of cockfights forever.
Yes,
I've never really seen
there were a lot of them in South Texas. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yes. Thank you, Phyllis, for coming.
Oh, I loved it.
I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And thank you very much.
Lifelong friends telling their stories that are always interesting, if not entertaining. Face to face.